This is television horror movie hostess Penny Dreadful, and you're listening to the Collinsport Historical Society podcast. My doppelganger, Danielle Galerter, is honored to speak to you about my fangsome friend and sometimes fiend, Barnabas Collins. Hey, this is Danielle Galerter, a.k.a. Penny Dreadful, and I'd like to thank Wallace McBride for asking me to speak to you tonight about my favorite vampire, Barnabas. Many, many full moons ago, there was a kid in my fourth grade class, and his name was Jeff Collins. So one day, my teacher, Mrs. Fortin, jokingly called him Barnabas. Jeff just stared at her with a blank expression on his face. Well, Mrs. Fortin then turned to the class and asked, "Does anybody know who Barnabas Collins is?" Nobody responded. I raised my hand and exclaimed, "He's a vampire!" Mrs. Fortin's face lit up. "Yes," she said. She was genuinely thrilled that one of her fourth graders knew about Barnabas. See, being a second-generation fan was kind of weird sometimes. I was born 2 years after Dark Shadows went off the air, and none of my friends knew what Dark Shadows was. In fact, nobody in my school or age group seemed to know about Dark Shadows. I felt like I had been let in on some closely guarded secret when my uncle introduced me to the series. My uncle Valdemar, and yes, that is his real name, and the rest of my family came to the United States from the Azores Islands of Portugal in the 1960s. My uncle was a youngster then, and he quickly became addicted to American TV shows like The Addams Family, Lost in Space, The Monkees, and Dark Shadows. Uncle Val was known as what's come to be called a monster kid. He was really heavy into classic horror films, and he read Famous Monsters of Filmland magazines. And he passed that love on to me when I was a child. Before I ever watched Dark Shadows, I knew about it because of my Uncle Val's hand-me-down Famous Monsters of Filmland magazines and his Dark Shadows bubblegum cards and his plastic fangs that he used to put on to imitate Barnabas when he would try to scare me. And Uncle Val, he told me about all of these movies and these shows that he loved. And so around 1983 or so, my uncle acquired some episodes of Dark Shadows on videotape. And of course, these were grainy, multi-generation bootleg VHS tapes that had been recorded from syndicated airings of Dark Shadows. The first episode I saw was the one where Willie broke into the mausoleum and freed Barnabas from his coffin. And as those grainy black-and-white images played across the screen, I became absolutely transfixed. I was terrified and instantly, deeply hooked. Just like he did with poor Willie Loomis, Barnabas had me by the throat. There were a lot of episodes on that tape, 6 hours worth, so I had to come back on another day to watch some more. And I did. Over and over and over again. My mom wasn't entirely thrilled by this because of the nightmares I was having. Barnabas wanted to kill me in every single one, but that didn't matter. I was obsessed with watching more Dark Shadows. I kept coming back for more. Soon after, a local over-the-air affiliate, Channel 58 out of Vineyard Haven, Massachusetts, began airing Dark Shadows on weekdays. My Uncle Valdemar recorded all of those, and my little cousin Karen, who lived downstairs, often joined us for Dark Shadows viewings upstairs, and she still has fond memories of those spooky days. Channel 58 used to run the show every day, Monday through Friday, all the way into 1970 parallel time, which is where the syndicated run of episodes ended. So I was kind of left hanging at that point, but luckily I discovered Dark Shadows fandom in 1986. I remember seeing Catherine Lee Scott's My Scrapbook Memories of Dark Shadows at Walden Books, and I excitedly snapped it up. There was an address for the Dark Shadows Festival in there, so I wrote to them and received an envelope full of wonders. There were flyers for all kinds of great things, fanzines and concordances, a newsletter, record albums. Over the years, I subscribed to all of the zines that I could get, and I picked up any Dark Shadows merchandise I could find. And it was just a great time to be a fan of the show. Even though I was a second generation fan, I was discovering many other fans are all over the world, all over the country, that were into Dark Shadows through this this fandom. I was probably about, 13 when I got into the fandom thing, and I really dove into it head first, and I just couldn't get enough. And as a fan of gothic horror literature and films, see, by day, when I'm not wearing a witch hat and hosting horror movies, I teach college English classes, and I've teach classes on Poe and Lovecraft and things like that. And so I've always been a big fan of those types of stories, which Dark Shadows, of course, borrowed from quite liberally. And so Dark Shadows was really kind of meant to be my favorite thing of all time. I never really thought of it as a soap opera, and in fact, I did not know it was a soap opera until way later. My uncle never described it to me that way. So to me, it's more akin to perhaps the Penny Dreadfuls of the 19th century, the ongoing serialized tales of terror and mystery. One thing I've noticed is a tendency sometimes to think of Barnabas as a hero, especially as the series went on. And there's a lot of forgiveness and leeway given to his early days and his ongoing murders throughout the series. But I always see Barnabas as more of a hero turned villain turned anti-hero. In other words, Barnabas is complicated. But let's make no mistake, no matter how heroic he could be when it came to his family, Barnabas was always judge, jury, and executioner throughout his time on the show. And I think that's part of what made Barnabas so fascinating, so great. He was unpredictable. He was dangerous. He wasn't a straight-up good guy. He had good and bad qualities. Barnabas could be really scary. I mean, he was a damn vampire. Let's not forget that. It saddens me a little when some folks tend to downplay the horror and terror in the Dark Shadows series as if it's something to be ashamed of. The show is very much a gothic horror series. It went from being a mysterious gothic romance to being a full-on gothic horror fest, removed from the rest of the world, just like traditional gothic horror stories are, where the castle is separate from the rest of the town. The outside world doesn't really exist in Dark Shadows. Perhaps I should call it terror, as perhaps Boris Karloff or Anne Radcliffe might call it. And so I have digressed quite a bit here. I raise my goblet of hemlock brew to you, Dark Shadows, and to Uncle Valdemar, who can still do a mean Barnabas Collins impression. Have a excellent evening.